Joining us now is Yvonne Miner with Back America's Courageous Military, a group for people with loved ones in the military. 56 Minnesotans are involved right now in Iraq and Somalia. Yvonne, welcome to Night Talk.
Welcome. Thank you so much. Was that Barb Anderson you were talking to?
Her first name is Barb, and we didn't get a last name, but she did lose a son in the Gulf War.
Marine?
Yes.
Okay. My love goes out to you, Barb. I've met Barb. She's a wonderful woman and extraordinary courage.
Tell us about your group, what it does, and how it affects people in military situations with families back here in the States.
Okay. What we do is we do a lot of things. We send out letters and packages and that, and we also give out addresses to those that want to send. Because you have to do personal addresses, not any service mail this time around. And we have the biggest focus I have found is giving information. I have a lot of numbers. Like in the Navy, a lot of parents don't know, wives, husbands, whomever, that each ship has an ombudsman, which is usually a senior officer's wife, that is stationed where the ship went out of.
Right.
And you can call that person, and they're in touch with the ship constantly, as well as a captain's tape line, where the captain sends a tape over and gives you as much information as possible.
How did you get involved in all this?
Started when the Gulf War started.
Mm-hmm.
And all I could think of, even more than my son going over to the Gulf, was, you know, Vietnam and Korea, and what happened to those vets. And I thought, by God, it can't happen again. And I couldn't be there for Korea and the Vietnam vets, but I knew somebody had to do something to turn this country around and get the flags out there and patriotism back in it.
Did you have a son involved in the military?
Yes, my son was in the Gulf for 8.5 months.
Mm-hmm. Did he survive the Gulf War?
Yes, he did.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, he did.
Okay. Do you know how many Minnesotans perished in that war?
I believe it was eight.
Eight.
Now, don't quote me, because there were a couple of Minnesotans that had transferred their residency to their home bases for income tax purposes.
I read a story about a fellow that resided in South Dakota, but actually was a Minnesotan.
Right, yeah. Right. And that happens a lot. That's why it's so important that we get their addresses and, you know, talk to the parents and loved ones, because when something does happen, if they have put their residency in another state for whatever purpose, then we can find them and keep better track.
Give us some phone numbers.
Okay, you can reach me here at 812-894-2657.
All right, let's give that number one more time, as slow as you care to.
Okay. 612-894-2657.
Okay, Marianne, have you got that? Okay. Any information that people need on loved ones in that region? You have contacts with the Army, Navy, Air Force, and Marines?
Yes, as well as our congressmen and senators and people in Washington that are more than willing to help.
Okay, that's great. Listen, we appreciate you taking the time to be with us tonight, and I'm sure we'll have some people that will be making inquiries with you. What's the best time? Do you have office hours, for lack of a better term?
No, this is out of my home, and I am available 24 hours a day. In the middle of the night, you might get the machine, but that's only so I don't have a portable phone, and I've run into furniture. So.
Well, that's great.
Just give me a minute. No, there's no set hours, and you don't have to just have a relative. I have found some of my biggest supporters are vets and people that just want to help.
Mm-hmm. Yvonne, again, thanks a million for being with us.
Thank you.
Take care.
And God bless.
Same
bye-bye.
To you. Bye-bye. Night Talk with Dark Star, 989-9226, 1-800-327-8255. Back after this.
Talk about life.
I've been selling real estate for nearly 20 years.
Talk about living.
But when I realized I wasn't hearing clearly, I didn't wait.
Talk about dreams.
I called Miracle Ear. Now I can understand what my clients are saying, and nobody knows I'm wearing them.
Talk about a miracle.
Hearing clearly can make your life easier. Call 1-800-228-8500 for a free booklet about the amazingly small Micro Elite from Miracle Ear.
There you are, reaching for a star, living every moment, sure of who you are.
Call 1-800-228-8500 for your free booklet about hearing health.
Living every moment.
There's no obligation, no cost, no reason to wait.
Sometimes little things can make the difference.
Call 1-800-228-8500.
Talk about a miracle.
Grand Casino Hinkley, Grand Casino Mille Lacs, big things for you coming up in the new year. And they've got quite a package up there. They've got all kinds of things for you as we look through the magazine, the Grand Casino Gazette. Hey, there's a picture of me in here. And Ruth Kozlak and Bob Yates and John Hines and all my buddies. They've got live music every night. Every single night at Mille Lacs. They've got live entertainment every single night at Hinkley. And they've got the greatest restaurants in the history of mankind. They've got unbelievable food at unbelievable prices. Now, don't forget, the annual World Series of Snowcross, February 21st at Grand Casino Mille Lacs. Win a 1993 Polaris snowmobile. We'll have more for you on that as the days linger on here. They got all kinds of surprises for you. Don't forget the good blackjack. Don't forget the good slots, sports bars, the restaurants, the recreational vehicle pad at Hinkley, Kids Quest at Hinkley, all the things that Grand Casino has to offer for you. Grand Casino Hinkley. Grand Casino Mille Lacs, if you have not been to one of these entities and you have not been to a recreational gaming facility of the top shelf, top caliber, and remember this, very important, money stays here benefiting the Native American.
Art Goble Ford Coon Rapids doesn't mind following trends, especially when Ford car and truck sales are up over 11% while other manufacturers are losing ground. More than 3,000 people bought new Fords from Art Goble Ford last year, and that's a trend we want to continue. Customer service and satisfaction are the keystones to success at Art Goble, and it doesn't hurt to sell the most popular cars and trucks in America. 5 out of the top 10 cars and trucks in America are Fords, and they're better than ever. Great cars like Escort, Taurus, and Probe, all completely restyled. Tough, beautiful trucks like F-Series pickups, Econoline vans, and Rangers, also completely restyled. And you get Ford rebates from $300 to $2,000 on remaining 92s. And don't forget to check out the one-price deal on 93 model year Escorts. But then again, you'd expect all these good things from leaders like Ford and Art Goble Ford. Rebates good for a limited time. Stop at Art Goble Ford Coon Rapids today and test drive the number one cars and trucks from the number one dealer, Art Goble Ford.
Don't forget, Davani's Pizza, D-A-V-A-N-N-I, apostrophe S, they deliver. Pizza's the best. Sandwiches are the best. If you want to eat in over there at Davani's, they got the greatest salad bar in the history of mankind. Reasonably priced food, quality product here. They use nothing but the best cheese, the best flour, the best everything. And if you don't believe me, then you got to try one. You can either have one brought to your home, they all deliver, all 13 locations, or you can journey to a Davani's restaurant in your area. Service with a smile, and I mean a serious smile. These people want you to come back. Service is a focal point. Two local guys own it, Mickey Stenson and Roger Shelper, a couple guys that I've known for a long time. This is their baby. They brought this sucker right up from the ground. They've done everything they can to make your dining pleasure as comfortable and as nice as you could possibly want. I know a lot of you people are hooked into a certain kind of pizza, maybe a delivered pizza that comes to your door, but you're doing yourself a tremendous disservice if you have not tried a Davani's Pizza, D-A-V-A-N-N-I, apostrophe S, good food at a good price. Let's go to Dan in St. Paul. Dan?
Morning, Dark Man.
Morning.
Yeah, I was busily listening into the show here. And to answer your question on one thing, I read in the paper the other day that all of the countries that pledged cash have paid in full.
Oh, good. Okay, great. That's great.
And as far as what went on... Well,
how much money was it, though? Was it a... What was this? Was it a tremendous sum?
We're talking well up I think, a grand total of...
$100 million?
Well, closing in on $100
billion. $100 billion?
Yeah, the Japanese were in for something like $10 billion. The Germans...
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, yeah. I'm sorry. It's got a zero out of place here. Marianne, is that right? Is that the right figure? Okay, yeah, right. Go ahead, Danny.
Well, we were talking some serious cash. Then,
yeah,
but,
yeah. Yeah, that's a significant amount of money.
Yeah.
I was incorrect.
Well, the thing with what we did effectively yesterday in Iraq is something we should have done the first time he stepped out of line with this stuff. You know, we just, to put it bluntly, we whacked him a good one.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think the first time he stepped out of line, you know, even way back, you know, we should have done something like this.
Uh-huh.
You know, instead of, you know, letting him, you know, like they say, cheat and retreat. And, you know, looking at the whole situation, it reminds me of a historical context, but in reverse. You know, we stomped him with the war, but, you know, I don't think he's got the swiftness of a, you know, say, the Hitler, where he knew where, you know, and how far he could push before saying, okay, we'll do this.
Mm-hmm.
But Hussein seems to push and push and push until he gets whacked.
Right.
And it just seems like, you know, the Second World War in reverse, you know, we stomped him a good one, and now he's seeing what he can get away with.
Mm-hmm.
And... you know, seems like just the reverse. But, oh, you're right as far as it being an oil war. Because, you know, think of the prices we would have been paying had he not stopped.
Right.
You know, rolling and rolled up Saudi Arabia effectively.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with all the oil that comes out of that area, you know, he could have named a price and effectively we would have wound up paying it.
Right.
You know, basically through the nose.
Right.
But I figure if this guy, one more thing, he does something, you know, just whacking him's good enough, but I think we should go in and stomp his guts out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this guy's been a pain in the butt, you know, for so long, and, you know, the time has come, literally, to punch his ticket.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't say that I disagree with you. I think at some point the CIA needs to take this guy out, or I mean, there's a way to do it.
Well, we need, you know, basically a removal order from the United Nations.
Mm-hmm.
Because the Congress has effectively said we're out of that business.
Yeah, which we aren't, but go ahead.
But I don't know. Because I was talking to some friends of mine, you know, shortly before and shortly after the election, you know, this thing with Hussein. And I told them, hey, basically, the time when he's going to cause the most trouble is basically in and around, you know, the inauguration time.
Yeah.
Because he thinks, hey, you know, he's going to catch us, you know, in the middle of the handoff. And, you know, Bush is on his way out, pretty much. Clinton's on his way in, pretty much. And nobody's got anything set up to deal with him.
Yeah.
But I get the feeling he's finding out that he was just a tad wrong on that count.
Well, here's a guy that also sacrificed 300,000 lives here last time around. Didn't seem to care much.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think a human life is a consideration that he's made.
Well, that...
As far as his own people are concerned. But the value of human life is different in that region than it is here in the United States.
Well, I heard that one guy who called in, can't remember his name now, but he was talking about how they're, you know, basically dictators over there.
Right.
You know, well, that whole area has been governed by, you know, your basic sheiks and kings and, you know, emirs and all that since practically day one.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's what it's turned into. But, you were mentioning something I can't remember. I was going to say something about it, but I can't remember what the heck it was.
Okay. Will you get me next time around?
Oh,
okay. Okay, Danny. Thanks a lot. Night Talk with Darkstar, 989-9226, 989-WCCO, 1-800-327-8255. We'll continue to talk about this evening, but I'd like to know, now that the subject came up, I'd like to know whether or not you think that the CIA serves a purpose in this country and whether it should be perpetuated.
You know, I'm just kind of thinking about that, you know? Checking that out here on WCCO.
Ice Cafe, presented by Leg Shoe Energy, is coming to Target Center February 3rd through the 7th, featuring U.S. and world champion Jill Trenery, plus special guest stars, the Flintstones. CCO Radio wants to send you and your group to the Ice Cafes for free. Two grand prize winners will each receive not 10, not 25, but 50 tickets to the Friday, February 5th, 10:30 a.m. performance of Ice Capades and meet Jill Trenery in person. Bring your class from school, co-workers, neighbors, or have a family get-together. It's all up to you. 25 runners-up will receive four packs of tickets. To enter, send your name, address, and phone number on a postcard to Ice Capades, WCCO Radio, Box 2830, Minneapolis 55402. Again, that's Ice Capades, WCCO Radio, Box 2830, Minneapolis 55402. Deadline for entries to be in our hands is January 25th. Grand prize winners will be announced on January 26th during the Good Morning Show on CCO Radio.
Night Talk with WCCO Radio's Dark Star. And we want you to call us, 989-9226, 989-WCCO, 1-800-327-8255.
I'm so hungry. I could eat the, what's the little animal on your shirt?
That's small. You don't eat that thing, yeah, man.
I'm so hungry this morning.
Okay, now.
I'm
here,
so hungry.
Let's play the Embers game. Then.
Okay.
Okay?
All right. I'm so hungry.
All right, now here's the way this thing works. I take the Embers menu, 17 locations, serve you five in the outstanding two over there, and whatever that thing is over there, it touches, they've got Milwaukee and all those people that smoke cigarettes and drink beer and fall down. We take three columns here in an immense menu with 500 variables on it. Lundgren gives me a number, and then I give you what he picked.
Okay, head for the entrees there. I want the second one from the top.
You, this evening, sir, receive the baby back ribs. As they should be. These lean, meaty, and smoked baby loin back ribs are smothered with our tangy barbecue sauce served with bread, salad, and potato.
And that's the news. We'll see it.
Unbelievable. All right, give me another one.
All right. I don't know if I can eat anything
I like
else.
Baby back ribs, too,
I better
man.
Save room for dessert here. Let's go right to the dessert column.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
Give me the very bottom entry there.
Coconut cream pie. A classic sweet coconut in a smooth vanilla pudding with a light whip of topping. I'd split one of those with you here.
Yeah,
whole
a minute,
pie.
In a minute.
All right, one more and then we're out of here.
Ask Anderson for a number.
Give me a number, Billy.
Let's go to the sandwich area, okay? The jumbo deals.
Yeah.
About the third one down.
Jumbo patty melt. Stop the presses. Jumbo patty melt, 1/2 pound of lean chopped beef, steak, melted cheese, grilled onions on multi-grain bread. And you can get whatever kind of bread you want. You can mix and match there, and you can get the cheese that you like, too. I mean, it's just unbelievable. And you get the whole thing, the big deal, the whole dinner, the whole everything, with the woof-woof and the bow-wow and the whole thing, for less than $6. I mean, that's a deal. That's a deal for real. And don't forget the Dark Star Special, $3.99. Steak, eggs, hash browns, and oh my, those pancakes, Long Green with the news.